Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Daily Pop. We've got a jam-packed hour ahead. Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kim and Kanye have reunited. Are they back on good terms? Plus, did Brad Pitt really hit up Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party? We'll investigate. Then we have to talk about the Hallmark Channel commercial scandal. And Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America will be joining us live. It's the first time all four are doing an interview together here. We're also kicking off our gift guide this week, starting with the perfect presents to get for the ladies. All right, let's jump right in, you guys. Is it just me, or did everyone except us go to Diddy's 50th birthday party over the weekend? Were you guys there? Did I miss that?
I missed that.
I was not there, but I feel like I could have been there. I just didn't try hard enough. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those situations. Like, there was a lot of finagling that could have happened, and then I was like, but you have such a busy week. You don't want to be tired Monday.
You don't want to do that.
Priorities.
Yeah, look at us. She's just prioritizing.
Wasn't it the Beverly Hills Hotel?
I don't know where it was.
Because I was in the lobby there, and Post Malone was there.
So hot, then you were there.
Always in spirit. But
okay.
Yes, so I think it was, but hot in person.
So
just want to say
that.
So
what were you doing
there? Just having drinks.
Oh, okay. All right. So she was kind of there. She was an adjacent.
Adjacent,
but
yes.
The people who were there, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Kardashians, Cardi B, Post Malone was there.
Okay.
Yes. So it could have been
date.
She was at the party.
I was his date.
You just missed a scoop.
I tried to play it casual because I was like, what is going on, Post? Hot in person.
I do.
Very
have,
dapper.
I have a crush on Post Malone.
No, but in person it gets weird. You're like, wait. And then he like was kind of, it was me and a girlfriend.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, anyway.
You're thinking about me.
Let's cut to the chase. This was the epic reunion of Beyonce and Jay-Z with Kim and Kanye. There's been an alleged feud between them for years. Jay, Kanye, they shook hands. They look happy here. What do we think? Is this feud over? We got Diddy in the back eyeballing it like, yes, this is working. My peace summit.
So on Diddy's invitation, he actually said, so it was something like, no drama, please, because he knew that actually...
There were rules, right? Naomi recited the invitation.
That's right. And it was, like, no drama. If you come, like, you have to leave.
There's
any
rules.
Problems
like,
behind.
You have to dance. You need to come with love. You need to be prepared to have no drama.
Yeah.
Like, so he sets a stage already. So I think I know if you go to something like this, regardless of the beef... You have to put it aside, but I also feel like they're not beefing.
I think
they just live separate lives, and that's what's going on.
So obviously, they did have, many years ago, 3 years ago, I think it was.
Many years ago. Decades ago.
About three.
Yeah, in Hollywood years, Kanye had, like, said some negative things about Jay-Z, had upset Jay-Z. He had also said that he was upset that Jay and Beyonce didn't come to him and Kim's wedding.
Well, they backed out last minute, which was...
They were going through some family drama.
Because they were going
drama.
Through some personal issues, as we know at the time. This is 2014. So, you know, there has been some problems between them. Ugh. But Jay actually said a year later... that he had reached out to Kanye.
Right.
We now know that Kanye did act out, but he has bipolar. He's spoken about this. He has, like, times when he's happy, other times when he's sad. He goes through these phases. So I think anyone who's friends with somebody who is struggling with mental health issues, understand that there are times when they won't always say the right thing.
No, I agree with that.
You know, so I think that it's something that's very easy to forgive.
And Jay-Z said in interviews before that they will always be family. It's like big brother, little brother. Yep. They've worked together for so many years. Kanye has been working with Jay-Z since the beginning of his career. And I think that Kanye also respects that. They went through that drama. Kanye is on his spiritual path. He is trying to squash all beefs, all negative energy. And I think Kim is too. The four of them were reportedly hanging out in a section. I mean, yeah. I don't know who greeted who first. What do you guys think?
I feel like Kanye was talking to Diddy and then Jay-Z kind of ventured over. But I agree. I think all of the beef is just completely pushed aside. I think if you're in a relationship as strong as Jay-Z and Kanye, they've done so much together. They've done music together literally from the start of his career. Was his producer first. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even a rapper or a star. I feel like you go through problems. Like Prince William and Harry.
There you go.
See, when you're brothers, you fight sometimes.
You do. And you see what's more important. They've all got young kids. It's like, let's just do our lives. Let's have our families. Let's just make peace, at least for tonight, for this party.
I'm sure you two have the same. Like, especially because I live abroad as opposed to living in London where I grew up. Like, I have my friendships where I'm in their life all the time, and then other times when we take a break, when we have like some time off because we're going through different life stages, and then we come back together. That's happening all the time.
And that's
when you're with people that you're close to.
Exactly. Yeah. Also in that room, Jhené Aiko and Big Sean posting photos of them together.
Can't leave each other.
They can't quit each other. Did you see that music video new song where None of Your Concern Anymore? And when I saw that, I cried because they were apparently broken up at the time when they recorded the song, and then they've been seen a little bit here and there over the past month, and then they posted that photo from
they're
that party.
They're hot and heavy for each other. There's something good happening under those sheets because they literally cannot leave each other's side.
I live for, but there is something happening.
Nine times,
Big Sean.
Okay. I'm into them.
All right, moving on to the Kardashian sisters. They are all poking fun at each other. I loved it so much. They each impersonated another member of their family during last night's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Ani, I gotta say, their impressions, they are spot on.
Kylie, you could sit next to me because you are my favorite. And you make $1 billion.
I pretty much started this entire family.
You know I invented the word okr. Okr.
I love overlining my lips. This is how it all started.
I'm late to dinner because I am a mom. And I could be late doing mom things.
Oh, thank God Courtney left the table. I can't stand her energy.
She's here on my phone, using the mom card every second.
Well, oh my God. Why did it take 10 seasons to do this? This was
for real.
When Kendall put the lip gloss on her teeth, I had to take a second. It was so funny.
I feel like this was very cathartic for them. I mean, we know there's been some tension between them for years, but they had some good fun. They're laughing at each other, with each other. What do you think? Is this funny, or does this risk crossing the line when it comes to your family?
I think in a normal life, it would risk crossing the line, right? But because this is the Kardashians, nobody's really ever saying something behind somebody's back because they're saying it with a TV camera there. Yeah. And so you always know what people are saying about you, even if they're not saying it to your face in that moment. So actually just like taking the mickey out of one another, I think it'd be hard in real life, but with the Kardashians,
they have such defined personas at this point that everybody, it's so easy for them to play each other. It's the only one that was like Kourtney and Kim resembled each other so much that I was like, oh, I wish that like Kim wore a different outfit, just was a little bit more. Sure. But when she spoke really monotone in the interviews, I just died because it's true. Kourtney is so.
Look at this.
But that one, the little pink accent in the
eye.
It was
so good.
She's like, I love overlining my lips, is how this started. It's hilarious. And Chris, by the way, Khloe could legitimately have that haircut.
Absolutely.
It looks so good on her. What is that?
And Chris can go blonde.
By the way, Chris, for a second, Chris looks so much like Khloe. They really look alike, huh?
I feel like it
was so funny.
I want that wig.
If my family did this for Christmas, we just wouldn't speak for a really long time after. Because I would get butthurt for real.
So if you could be anyone in our family, who would you impersonate?
Oh, who would I be? I would be...
That's a hard question.
I'd want to be Morgan.
Yeah. That would be... Morgan would be fun.
I'd want to be Morgan too.
Yeah.
To step into your life. I would be Mel. Oh. I would do a British accent for a day.
Yeah, that's
I would
try. The most fun.
Yeah.
I would be Justin.
Oh, yeah, I can see this.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to implement this into our holiday party this month. All right, Hallmark Channel, they are trying to make things right after receiving a whole lot of backlash. People were not happy with the channel because they decided to pull this commercial.
I, Ava, wonder if our guests would be here on time.
If we had a custom wedding website.
With our ceremony details on it.
And I, Taylor, would pick Zola to have and to host our wedding website.
Ours even matched our Zola invites. The whole thing was so freaking easy.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
I do!
We've helped a million couples plan their weddings.
So originally they didn't want to air that. Now Hallmark Channel has changed their mind. They will run the commercial. The CEO apologizes for the hurt and disappointment their decision caused. Just a side note, NBC and Comcast are investors in Zola. Are you happy they reversed the decision, or what do you think? Is it?
I can't believe this was a decision that needed to be reversed. Like, it's 2019. Like, why are we not showcasing that? You need to represent all people. And absolutely, women date women. I don't know if anyone's heard that yet.
Yeah, no,
That's going on.
Well, apparently this mom group that... All the moms were up in arms because they found out that this commercial was airing, and because of that, Hallmark was saying, listen, we don't want to cause controversy and we don't want to be divisive, so therefore we are going to pull this commercial.
Right.
But this sparked even bigger controversy.
No, I mean, I don't think that was a smart move. I think it's good that they've reversed the decision. I think it would have been even better if they did not reverse it, because that's where we are.
I mean, you're right as far as being in 2019, right? Obvious thing. But, like, you've got Lifetime, who just did with their Christmas movie, Twinkle All the Way, and they had a same-sex couple kissing at the end. Thank you, Ali, for that research on that. But, like, you know, you've got other channels that are representing what society...
Looks like
right now.
Yeah.
And Hallmark Channel especially, which is actually... Hallmark, it's, like, they have greeting cards. Like, that's why the channel, you know, it's like a retail thing as well. Who is buying your card? It's not just mothers. It's everybody. It's
absolutely
people, like, no matter what. So it's just, like... I'm glad they've reversed their decision. I have to say, it is kind of one of those things where Hallmark had better get with the times quickly.
That's what I'm saying, reversing it.
Make a mistake,
right,
and you can apologize and you can get over it, but do not make this mistake again.
And you can't let groups like this, like, make your decision
one
for you.
One million moms.
Right.
Like two moms.
It's just moms getting noisy on Facebook. But
yeah,
the
Facebook?
President of GLAAD, Sarah Kay Ellis, she did say reversing this decision was a win, and it helps inform mom groups like this that you are putting other communities down with your... I don't know, old school, like,
mentality.
Waste. Yeah, exactly. So
good.
Yeah, that's that.
We're happy Hallmark came around.
Thank you, Hallmark.
It's your warning.
We're going to continue this discussion after the break. Zola's chief marketing officer, Mike Chi, is joining us live. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, let's keep talking about the Hallmark Channel commercial scandal. Joining us live from New York City is Zola's chief marketing officer, Mike Chi. Hi.
Hi.
When the company heard the news that the Hallmark wouldn't air this commercial, like, what was the initial reaction on that?
Well, we were really surprised and frankly disappointed at their decision. When we followed up with them around why they made the decision, they let us know that several ads of ours could not air on the Hallmark Channel, but they approved several ads to continue airing. And the only difference between those ads was that the ads that they did not approve had a lesbian couple featured in them. So we were quite surprised by that.
Mike, am I right in four of the six commercials that you submitted?
That's correct. Four of the six commercials featured a lesbian couple and their wedding, as well as other couples. So we were really disappointed that they made that distinction, and we were surprised. And when we asked them for clarification, they said that they didn't want to run ads that were controversial.
Mm.
We didn't consider our ads to be controversial at all. We considered them to just be representing the couples that Zola serves. Zola is the fastest growing wedding company in the country. We are the easiest place to plan your wedding and register, and we've helped over 1 million couples get married, and we've seen who those couples are, and they're from every background and orientation, and we wanted to let them know that they're welcome at Zola. That's why we made this ad and the other ads we made. So we didn't find anything controversial about these ads, and we were really disappointed by the actions of Hallmark as well as their explanation for them.
And how did
we both want to ask the same question.
Like, how did you guys feel when you found out they reversed the decision? Were you guys pleased with that, or did you feel like, it's a little too late, but okay, go for it?
You know, we're really relieved that they changed course here and admitted that they were wrong. They made a mistake, obviously, and we're happy to see they took quick action. We're happy they worked with GLAAD on this decision and are trying to make things right. And we actually haven't heard from them yet, but who we have heard from are thousands of people who are everyone from Ellen to, you know, individual couples getting married to grandparents who are viewers of Hallmark, who have said that they really appreciated both the commercial that we made as well as the stance we took to pull our ads off of Hallmark. So I'm pleased that they listened to these large groups of people around what the right choice was.
Mm-hmm. Mike, I'm really curious. Did Zola, did you submit advertisements to any other networks, and did you get any kind of like negativity from other places as well?
Yes, absolutely. We are running these same six ads across dozens of different networks, and we haven't gotten any negativity. We always focus on all of our marketing materials, whether it's commercials or outdoor ads or magazines, to represent a broad range of backgrounds and orientations. We always do this, so we were not surprised when we didn't get any pushback from any television stations, and we're very surprised when we got pushback from Hallmark.
Okay.
All right, well, people are actually calling to boycott Hallmark. Do you think that that's the right response right now?
I can definitely empathize with folks who don't want to make a choice to watch programming Hallmark if they don't agree with this decision. You know, we pulled our ads off of Hallmark, so obviously we weren't willing to advertise with them if they had these policies. Mm-hmm. I do think they are trying to make things right. Yeah. They've made an apology. I would love to see more concrete steps from them rather than just broad statements. And frankly, because we are the ones running the ad, I'd love to hear from them directly as well.
Yeah.
I'll kind of reserve judgment on that until we see what's to come. But I can, like I said, I can totally empathize with anyone who would feel like that. I personally love a good rom-com, so I'm sad to miss out on those, but I wouldn't have done anything differently myself.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right, you guys, we're reading your thoughts on our story so far. Lauren likes the Kardashians' impressions of each other. She says, this is so funny, and it's good to make fun of each other once in a while. James says, love that the Kardashians played each other. It was so funny, and Khloe looks so much like Kris, it's scary.
So true.
And on Hallmark's decision to pull the Zola ad, Rosebud says, it's annoying that the Hallmark Channel would even entertain this because it was a mom's group, as if there aren't gay moms.
Really valid point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Up next, did Brad reunite with Jen Aniston at her Christmas party? What we know when we return.
Okay, guys, there is a new Hollywood conspiracy theory because there is a new photo that people are speculating that Brad Pitt might have gone to Jennifer Aniston's holiday party. Mm. The photo is of a guy's chin.
Oh my God.
Not very conclusive, I don't think.
Hey,
but anyway.
What?
And this wouldn't be the first time they've reunited, because if you actually remember earlier this year, he went to her birthday party. So they have been together before. We have been told that they are just friends right now. Does that look like Brad's chin?
Okay, hold up. Does that look like Brad Pitt's bald head?
No, it's not bald. That's totally him. You guys are wrong.
Doesn't that look bald?
No, there's hair on that. It's just, it's blurred. That is, he's 100%. That's him.
She's at this party.
Just the outline of his like profile and then like match it up.
It's totally, that's his vibe right now. I'm telling you, that's him. I can tell.
I can't.
And it's not weird because he did go to her 50th birthday. They are speaking. They are friends. I think that they were, I think he's now back in sort of that social group again because he was obviously X'd out because he went and married someone else.
X'd out. For real.
Didn't just marry somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. I tried to keep it easy on a Monday, but yeah, he totally effed up there.
But I think that's the thing. It's like, can you actually, would you be able to get over somebody who, and I'm going to say allegedly cheated, but like, you know, allegedly cheated. Could you get over that in such a public way?
I think Jen must feel, I don't think she cares, but deep, deep, deep down in her soul, a little bit of enjoyment and what's the word I'm looking for? Satisfaction that they did not work out. Oh. And ultimately, he's sort of come back around, even though it's not romantically, because they are obviously in very different places. And it's always nice to have sort of your ex-love be in your circle again. And it's sort of warmth. Like, she doesn't hate him.
Yeah.
And she never has. I think right. she got, when they first split up, I think she hated his guts. I think she couldn't believe that her life was essentially crumbling before her eyes. I don't think she ever anticipated that that was going to be the reality between the two of them. But I think on the flip side of that, she loved him the whole time and moved on with her life. But I think the fact that he's back now, I don't think she harbors any resentment because it's sort of worked out now. Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah,
so I think she's probably like, I look amazing and my ex is here and like, it's nice for him to be here.
And he looks amazing still. And it's great company.
Yeah.
His chin looks great, I would say.
Listen, she's known to be friendly with her exes. Justin was at the Friendsgiving and now Brad is over at the holiday Christmas party. Like, she's got a great group of exes and I feel like she's the type of person who does the hard work to forgive so that she can live freely and fully.
Totally.
That means that translation, she has a great therapist.
Well, yeah, that's sure. all. That's Why how you not? Get through the day.
Well, she's
that's
what in it is. Tune with herself and she is just preaching and practicing the good word. I don't know. I like it.
I like it too.
So what do you guys, what do you get somebody who has absolutely everything? This story is so fascinating. So Cardi B ran into problems, that problem for Offset's birthday, but she did find a solution. Watch this.
You got every car, you got every jewelry, you got every, you got everything. You got every shoe. You know what I'm saying? What else can I give somebody that got everything?
That's $500,000. $500,000.
You could buy more clothes. You could buy jewelry. You could buy me more Birkin bags. You could do whatever the hell you want.
It's so weird to me. Like, you open a fridge and there's $500,000 in there. So
I wouldn't mind that life.
Yeah, right.
I'm ready to open the fridge and have $500,000 in it. No problem with me.
It's just so weird. Like, some people on Twitter are saying it's tacky.
It is totally tacky and fantastic.
But it's also, like, lazy. I feel like she woke up that day and it's Offset's birthday. Yo, can you pull out $500 right now and put it in the fridge?
It's
stack
true.
It up. Make it real nice. Also, we're going to the strip club later.
But what else does he really want? I feel like when you do have everything, like, I'm somebody that I like want a lot of things, but if I have too much, I get very overwhelmed. Don't you feel like you get dressed better in the day if you have less options?
Yes.
Right. So I feel like having less is more.
But that is endless options with all that cash.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just a little, like, he has everything, but don't give him $500,000. Like, she should have been a little bit more creative, maybe. But I wouldn't mind if somebody gave me this in a fridge.
I have a thing when it comes to birthdays and Christmases where my mum, for example, is not allowed to buy me anything because if she buys me clothes, I'll never like it. If she buys me, like, something, I just never really like
it. Does it work out?
I'm always like, here is a list of exactly what I want. So if you're going to spend any money, and if you don't want to buy these things, it's fine. Just do not waste your money. So I love cash as a gift, but some people think it's an unacceptable gift, that you should have,
I think put it on a gift card. At least put it on the gift card.
No, because then you have to go to one specific place.
But you tell them where you want it. Like, I'm buying new curtains, so I'm like, you got to get it from
this
place.
What's up with curtains being a gazillion dollars? I'm dealing with curtains, the curtain trauma, too, right now. It's, like, the hardest thing I've had to go through this year.
Like, can I get $500,000 on a gift card to go get curtains somewhere?
It's crazy.
Yeah, so I feel like, at least put it on a gift card. Like, my mom and I were on the phone yesterday. I'm like, what do you want? She's like, well, I'm doing something for the house, so maybe just get me a gift card at this furniture store. I'm like, cool, I'm getting curtains, so get me a gift card at this furniture store.
Right.
We're pretty much giving each other's money back, but it's on cards now.
I get it.
So, I don't know. It's just, you know, a way to say I thought about you, but I'm still lazy.
And also, it's also, I'm being practical and making your life easy, not giving you something that, like, you're going to have to return and never wear again, and then you don't return because you're busy, and then it's stuck in the box for a year.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he seemed to like it. I would have liked it too.
Yeah, he stacked it up. He's like, this is my money.
Yeah, I know. Coming up, it's our Daily Pop gift guide. We're kicking off the week with what to get the women in your life.
500,000. 500,000.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
It's time to kick off our Daily Pop gift guide. We've got all our gifts here. Mm-hmm. We begin with what to get the woman in your life. Is it your mom, your wife, your sister, your girlfriend? We got you covered. We got something for all of them. All right, we're going to start with this Filter Heart Snapshot Mix from Minted. You can customize it. You get 30 personal photos. It's in these cute, like, frames. Sepia, like black and white. You can add a frame.
Polaroids or something, right? They're so cute. Isn't this is such a good idea. I feel like it's an easy thing for, like, if you give it to somebody, they can hang it in their bathroom or
something. Exactly. It's really personal. Like, who, you know, you can put all of your dogs there.
Oh, yeah. I can and have 30 photos of my dogs. Yeah.
And gift it to your parents.
I have friends, too, but, you know, apparently they're not around so much anymore.
It's all about the dogs. It's all about the dogs. Okay.
All of them, Baguette.
Let's move on to this Kodak printer here. It's so amazing. It has this dock. All you have to do is plug your phone into it, and boom, you get a photo of Morgan and I.
That's all. We have a special deal with them, so if you need to get photos of me and Aaron for a gift for someone else, we've got you covered. By the way, I want that. I want that for me. I need that for my house. I need to print out photos.
Very simple. I love it.
Can we call someone for that for me?
This is actually mine, so don't take that. Thank you.
I need one.
Kodak.
Call me.
if you know someone who's trying to be more eco-conscious, check out these W&P Porter reusable containers. Mm. These are awesome. This is a ceramic Porter bundle. It comes with the bowl, the glass water bottle, glass mugs.
What is this? Is this for baby food?
No, this is like for coffee in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
See?
Oh.
But also you could probably put baby food in there. There are no rules.
It looks like a baby food jar, right? Moms?
Cool. Listen, for when you're working out.
Oh yeah, working out kit, yeah.
Morgan Stewart.
I can't wait till I lose those.
There you go.
Every time.
And then of course there I love gifting people facial products, like skincare products. Yeah. This is SkinCeuticals right here. It's gold standard kit. Each one comes with two full-size products featuring some of their most popular items.
Ooh, look at my hands. I'm Vanna Whiting.
Hey.
Look at me.
Look at her.
Look at the manicure always. Thank you.
Do you put SkinCeuticals on your hands?
First of all, I do actually use this. I love their stuff. They have amazing stuff. Their hyaluronic acid is no joke.
I keep the hyaluronic acid
the
in
best.
My desk.
It's the, and then if you put it in the fridge, girl!
We're ready for
so
the holidays.
Fresh. Right.
These over here are super cute. These are the Mine and Also Mine pillowcase set from Betches. It's perfect for the pillow hog in your life. Are
cute.
You a pillow hog or?
Well, now that I'm sleeping alone, no.
Great. So, well,
this,
so these
is,
are
this
actually
segment was to make me feel how depressing my life is right now,
but
huh?
They're
your dogs
yours.
And sleeping alone.
But this is actually perfect because Mine and Also Mine.
Right,
you don't
exactly.
Have to fight
my whole bed. These are. I'm taking both of these as well.
These are Morgan's.
Yep.
And who doesn't love a good photo calendar? Also for your dogs. These, it's the best.
Does this open? Like, what's, I'm leaving.
Listen, I'm gonna have a calendar with Olive Pearl, my dog. It's a glass easel and calendar from Artifact Uprising. It's super sleek. You can customize it with your own 12 photos, one for each month, one for each month of the year.
Yeah.
2020.
2020.
Yeah, that's how calendar works,
I can't wait
works,
for
right?
2020, yeah.
And then finally, we have these books from National Geographic. Mm. They are not just educational, they're also so beautiful. I mean, this one right here featuring inspiring, amazing women. If you look, this thing is heavy.
This is a good, this is like, a thick book, which is good. It's always good to give a coffee table book because it's always, it's chic and easy and you can put it on the table and you always think of the person who gave it to you.
Yes.
I love a coffee table. Buy me coffee table books. I should tell my dogs to do that. Buy me books.
And then we have The Blue Zones Kitchen 100 Recipes to Live to 100 is inspired by the healthiest people around the world. So
ooh,
that's actually really awesome.
This is interesting.
I'm trying to get my life together when it comes to diet in 2020.
Yeah, me too.
So
my pants
I'm
are
I'm be using that. All right, well, if you live to 100, what would you do with those?
Well, the way you describe my life, I hope that doesn't happen. So hopefully it's
not. Oh, whoa! Things are happening here with our books. That is it on our gift guide for her. You guys can also check out more on eonline.com. We've got all the links for everything that you guys would want. We will be right back.
Eonline shop,
these
right?
These are heavy. This is a weight right
I know.
Here.
This was mine. I'm leaving now.
I'm leaving with my women. Goodbye. Oh.
Oh, we have Miss Universe, Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and Miss America are doing an interview together for the first time next. They're joining us.
Hi, bye.
Miss World 2019 is Jamaica.
That's Miss Miss Jamaica winning Miss World right there. And Miss Nigeria in the green has gone viral for the way she celebrated her fellow contestants' win. For the first time ever, all five major beauty pageants have been won by black women. And now we have four of these amazing women joining us from New York. Hey, ladies. Hey. Big congratulations to Miss Universe, Zozo Beanie Tunzi, Miss USA, Chesley Christ, Miss Teen USA, Kaylee Garris, and Miss America, Nia Franklin.
Thanks.
You guys are incredible. This is the first time all four of you have done an interview together. What did you guys say to each other when you entered the room?
Well, we actually, so me and Nia and Kaylee, we all traveled a lot together when the three of us were crowned. And so we'd built some rapport and some friendships, and me and Nia knew each other for a while before. So it really was us welcoming Zozie, which was so much
fun. I'm the new one.
You are the new one. So how have you celebrated?
Wow. You know, I've been doing a lot of interviews in media. I don't think I've had time to actually sit down and celebrate. But I've been having a lot of candy with my roommate over here. So I think we've been celebrating that way.
So epic. How does it feel to have five black women representing women around the world?
I mean, it just says so much about where we are as the world now, seeing as we come from such a racially divided past. You know, I still think the world is a little racially divided still, but we are moving forward and we're trying to, you know, unite and be just a human race instead of, you know, different races. Yeah. And I think that's just fantastic.
And definitely being like the youngest one, like when all of you won, I was like, oh my goodness, like they did that. And like, even though I am a part of it, being able to look up to all these women is an inspiration to me as well.
Has it sunk in how historic this is?
I don't think it has for me. I feel like I don't necessarily feel the weight of it yet, especially being a teenager and not being able to see the history of it and how much we were held back. But I feel like I am starting to recognize how much of an impact it is having on people with all the messages that I'm receiving.
Definitely.
What would you say? Please talk. Please say.
Should I go? I was gonna say, I think it's set in for me just because coming from the South, being born in North Carolina, you can certainly feel sometimes the racial tensions there. And there were even years that I felt maybe I'm not winning because of the color of my skin. And that's something that doesn't feel great. So to win Miss New York and then to go into Women's America and have these ladies all follow me winning. I won in September of 2018, and next thing you know, it's 2019, and this is all happening. So it's really incredible, and I think it just goes to show what happens when you persevere, even when you feel like sometimes things aren't always fair or you're not always living your dream when you want to live your dream.
I mean, there'll be young girls out there now looking at the four of you and being like, this is amazing, and like, I don't know if I'll ever be a part of that. What would you say to young girls out there
who have the same aspirations as you?
I would say to be brave. I think there are so many people who want women, especially young girls, to fit into a mold. But I think that the girls who change the game, the girls who make history, are the ones who are brave in the face of obstacles and challenge.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you ladies are looking forward to most when it comes to working together over the next couple months? Have you already put your heads together and started to collaborate with what you want to do?
Well, I've been making this one eat as many cupcakes as possible. So when are you doing that?
Well, my time is actually coming to an end on Thursday. I'll be crowning my successor, Miss America 2020. But I'm just really grateful to have won over $70,000 in scholarship money, roughly $70,000. And I hope I inspire more young girls to compete in the Miss America organization because we have scholarships, and I think that's incredible. And to have role models like us is a really important thing as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So what's your one pageant must-have? Because everyone talks about, you know, their beauty projects or their regime or whatever, but I feel like there is also, like, internal strength that you need to carry.
One specific thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So I always need my hair pick because when I compete, I like having my hair as big as possible because that's how I feel most confident, and it makes me feel like I stand out the most that way. So I always need my hair pick, and I always make sure I have at least three. They're all different sizes just so I can get the different areas of my head.
Thank you. Well, speaking of hair, I have to have my hair bonnet because my hair is so big, it's always in my face, and my bonnet just like pulls everything back so that I can do my makeup and try on clothes without like my hair getting frizzy. So I need my hair bonnet.
Okay. I don't know. I just step into the shower and my hair's fine.
One thing I love to have is a steamer when you're traveling on the road. It's really important so you don't get all wrinkly. Just have your steamer and you whip it out anytime you need it, a little mini steamer.
Yep. Mm. I say tape. Tape is also a cool thing to
have. Oh, double stick.
Yes, you never
have to have double stick with everything. Yes.
Check, check, and check. All relatable things that every woman can use. Thank you, ladies, so much. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, you guys, we'll be back with more Daily Pop ahead.
So Harvey Weinstein is angry that his legal issues are overshadowing his film legacy, apparently. He gave an exclusive interview to the New York Post last Friday from his hospital. He had back surgery the day before. He complained in it that he feels like he's the forgotten man, and he argues that he deserves some credit for hiring female directors and producing movies about women before it was popular. I mean... I know what my initial reaction is, but you guys, like, hearing him, I'm gonna, like, but moaning and whining.
All I have to say is you'd be lucky if all you were was the forgotten man in this situation. Like, yeah, if you're a forgotten man, like, that's the best case scenario
for you. I agree with that 100%. You couldn't have said it better. I feel like that is something that he should be counting. Like, the fact that he's even causing or bringing more attention to himself, as though people have nothing positive to say about you anymore and never will again. They don't care about what movies you've made. You've harmed so many people. You've hurt so many different women. You have been a indescribable human being to some people. Like, why do you think you get to say things like that?
Nobody cares about your films. So he did this interview because he turned up to court last week with a walker, and people thought that he was doing it just for sympathy. They were calling it his Oscar-winning performance as such. And he wanted people to know that he really is sick and that he really is going through this back surgery thing. And he's like, but my thing on his point is that there are 60 women, more than 60 women, who now have accused him or have allegations against him, which I will say for our lawyers, he has strenuously denied. But all of them, there is one thing that rings true with all of them, is that they're all saying, he said that if you do this for me, I'll do this for you.
Yeah.
So in other words, if he did do lots of great things for women in film, it's because theoretically he was also getting great things.
It was transactional.
And taking advantage of the situation.
Things that he wanted. Yep. So actually, I don't think he was doing it because he was such a good person, but doing it because he might have owed people favors.
Right. Yeah. He wasn't paving the way for anything.
Yes. Very, very moany in this thing and very annoying. And it's just one of those like interviews he should not have done it. Okay, so let's move on to Harry and Meghan. Better topic than Harvey Weinstein. The couple are said to be taking an extended family time at the moment. We haven't seen them doing any official appearances. They're taking 6 weeks in all, and they have been true to their word so far. They've reportedly been here in the United States, in Meghan's home country, but we haven't seen them anywhere. There's been no photos at all. Various reports are saying that they're going to be spending time with Doria, Meghan's mother, here in Los Angeles. But there haven't been any photos, which I'm so surprised with.
I mean, and how are they even able to go so under the radar? Like, there's always one photo. They have to land.
Do you think they're doing what the Kardashians did that one time when they dressed in disguise and then they're on, like, the TMZ tour bus? Like, is that what they're doing? They're hidden in masks, or are they hiding in a bomb shelter and having Postmates come and deliver all their food?
Oh, God.
Maybe it's not. It's a little more elevated than that.
Probably.
But also,
to that effect. Is going in disguise, would that be against sort of royal protocol if they want to go unnoticed? Could they do something like that? I mean, not in the TMZ bus, the way she explained it, but, like, could Meghan wear a blonde wig once and he wear a hat? Or, like, could they do stuff
they
like that?
Absolutely try and go in disguise. Here's my thing, though. Is last summer they were criticized, if you remember, for taking a private jet rather than taking a commercial jet. I find it very hard to believe that Harry and Meghan would have, and they could have come over to America, like British Airways first class, you know, like they've done it before.
When they come over,
if they had done that, they would have been seen. There's no way that somebody in that first class cabin wouldn't have been like, I've seen Harry and Meghan. Like, there is no way. So I think they must be flying private. But which is a thing that they've been criticized for, but it's actually the only way that they can take 6 weeks off incognito, and, so I don't blame them for that, right?
In the Crown, when they travel first class, they had the whole first class. So maybe did you think they rented out the whole first class cabin?
But even if they had done that, I, as somebody who's like the first row in economy, would have been like, hey, there's only like two people in first class. It would have come out.
Right.
So it's so fascinating. Plus, you've got the Royal Protection Officers that will be going everywhere they go. So it's not just two people that have to stay incognito. It's a whole like entourage.
So it is easier for them to travel privately. Like, I mean, it is.
And they've got tons of famous friends who have private jets.
Maybe like, someone sent a jet. That's what happened.
Like, Malik sent the private jet, and she's like, get your butt over here. You can stay at my place. We will have butlers and royal whatever that you need.
Serving you
drivers.
All the food.
Yes. They're definitely going to be in some like Hollywood celebrities compound, like Oprah's like Santa Barbara place or something.
Totally.
With her mother and having a great time. I want them to have 6 weeks off. This is great.
I think she needs it.
I'm fascinated by how they're doing it, and good on them for being able to do it.
You know what they're probably doing? I just thought of this. They probably have their Secret Service cars, but they're not those big black SUVs.
They're like Priuses, in different colors. They've got the Uber sign on them, so nobody like in any way suspects.
That would be very
well, good
smart.
For them for doing it so
fascinating.
Well.
Do you think they're here or not?
I think, of course, they're definitely here.
They're being very secretive
and
about
And good
this.
For them. They need the time off. I think it's going to be good for them, and they're going to come back in the new year stronger than ever.
Oh,
all right, so we're reading your thoughts, guys, on our stories so far. On Cardi's gift to Offset, Britney says, we know you have millions. We don't need it thrown in our faces. I kind of feel the same. I'd love 500,000.
I like just it's looking a lot. At it.
And Love Reality says that we all look, this is a very nice compliment, thank you so much, but we all like look like Charlie's Angels, and it's Women Power Monday.
Do I go the other side?
Yes, the other side. And then you got to go up and there we go.
Okay. Don't go anywhere. There is more Daily Pop after the break.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking. Today's exercise is dogfighting.
Two versus one? Hey, you've got to be kidding.
But I don't know why. It's just so dramatic.
Because it's so nostalgic. Are you kidding? The last time we saw that, the volleyball scene with them, like, hitting the balls over and, like, he's in the need for speed, or what is it? This needs the speed?
Something along those lines.
All the speeds.
If you're wondering what that was the new trailer for Top Gun Maverick. It dropped a few hours ago, and it was immediately trending number one. The film picks up 30 years after the original, and Tom Cruise is back as Maverick. Mm. Miles Teller joins the cast as the son of Maverick's late friend Goose. What do you guys think? We're going to watch this?
Oh, definitely.
100%.
I don't know why I feel teary.
Are you going to rewatch the first Top Gun?
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone's going to do that. I think I will, but I feel like it's just crazy that Tom Cruise, for whatever reason, has just held this position. Like, it's not like he's like the older guy now playing the young guy. For whatever reason, he just sort of has like aged into this like movie star that can do all of these roles.
Yeah, and
he's always been a movie star to me. It's just that we're now not distracted by his crazy marriage to Katie Holmes and like all of that stuff. Do you know what I mean?
That was nuts.
He's a very private guy who's all business. Like, I feel like all we know about him is the work that he puts out, and it's always quality.
It is always quality, and he works really hard. I mean, he does all of his own stunts all the time, no matter if he's breaking an ankle or not. What?
Let's start the Tom Cruise fan club. I love
him. I know, but I realize I really love Tom Cruise.
He also makes his co-stars do their stunts as well, or he encourages them to. And if you don't do it, like, you're gonna feel the pressure that you need to do your own stunts.
That's a little stressful. I don't know if I'd want to be on a movie with him for that reason, but
my Tom Cruise film that I really want to have remade is called Cocktail. I don't know if anyone out
Which
there is
cocktail?
Old enough to have seen this. It's called Cocktail. It was made in 1988.
Okay.
But it has a 5% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like got the worst ever.
So do we need a reboot of that, Mel? Do we want a reboot of that?
What is it about, Melanie?
It's about a bartender. Yeah. He's like a really smart guy who has to bartend in order to like go through law school or something.
Ooh,
I can't really remember.
Fabulous.
Except he's really sexy and he makes you cocktails.
Wow.
And I just loved him.
Who's the girl in it?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I feel like maybe you should be in the reboot, Mel.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey.
You have to do your own stunts and make your own drinks.
I just...
Exactly. Can you make a
There are rumors that they might make it. I don't think there's any stunts in it. Right.
Well, we are wrapping up some of our final thoughts from social on giving cash as a gift. Taylor says cash is always an acceptable gift. I would love to have the option of being able to buy what I want. Lova agrees. She says giving money, heck yeah, always the right size and right color.
So true.
And on Brad coming to Jen's birthday party, Robbie says, can we stop adding fuel to the argument? Exes can't ever be friends. We should be praising Jen and then figuring out how she does it. Word right
Amen.
There. That is our show, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all the things.
Guys.
See you tomorrow. Oh, Charlie's out.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.